Hello and welcome to English for You. And today we have Katie, Rudy and Alice. Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
Katie, are you okay?
Yeah.
Hi. Okay. And we have my Fosaco students, Emesha, Judy and David. Hello.
Hello.
And Marty, just give me a nice wave and Wanda, you too.
Hi.
Hi. And hi. And I believe if you look at the projector, you can see that today's topic is not particularly funny. We have a couple of words, let me read them out. Felmérés, durva bánásmód, szemétdom, erőszakoskodik a kisebbekkel, szipuzó, jó útra tér. Got any ideas concerning any of the words, Matyi?
I have no idea.
Zsolt?
Rubbish hill.
Rubbish something. Very good idea. All right. Now let me start with a song, and you, Wanda, and Marty, and Roald, anything you understand. And I'm going to sing about two people, two homeless people. Mm-hmm. My guests from the American school, would you please listen to the first person? What does he look like? And you, what does she look like, the second person, a woman? Okay, so listen to this song. Have you seen the old man in the closed-down market, kicking up the papers with his worn-out shoes? In his eyes you see no pride, and held loosely by his side, yesterday's papers telling yesterday's news. Have you seen the old girl who walks the streets of London, dirt in her hair and her clothes in rags? She's no time for talking, she just keeps right on walking, carrying her home in two carrier bags. So how can you tell me you are lonely, and say for you the sun doesn't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind. All right. It's a sad song, isn't it? Okay. From the back, anything about the song? I was singing about who? Matyi?
Két emberről volt szó, egy idős emberről és egy idősebb hölgyről, akik az utcán táplálékot keresnek, és nagyon egyedül érzik magukat,
yes.
és senki nem kérdezi meg tőlük, hogy miért vannak egyedül.
Right, okay. Thank you very much. Great. What does the man look like? Katie?
He has worn out shoes, and he's kicking papers.
What kind of papers?
Yesterday's
papers and worn out shoes and hand held loosely by his sides. Closed down market. It's a very depressing picture, isn't it? What about the woman? What does she look like? Judy?
Her clothes are in rags and her hair is dirty and she's carrying the bag in which she has everything.
Okay, she's carrying her home
into
two carrier bags. Yeah. Right. So I believe it's pretty sad, isn't it? And homeless people all over the world. The title of this song is Streets of London. So it's particularly, it happened in London. Katie, you've been to a couple of places all over the world. Have you seen homeless people?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, could you just talk about them? Where exactly?
I used to live in São Paulo, Brazil. And their homeless people are part of your life because there's so many of them. And even in your own house, it's kind of like a sanctuary almost. Even if you look out the window, there's the homeless people's, their houses, and they're called favelas, where they live. They're not really homeless. They have a home, but they're just not as well off as we are.
Favelas, right? They built out of shacks and
yeah.
Right, cardboard city, isn't
right.
it? And any difference between Hungarian homeless people and people in São Paulo?
Well, I think in São Paulo it's just a lot more there. You notice it a lot more. And here, I think people are, there at least there are shelters and such here.
So you think that the situation is better here in Hungary?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Rudy?
I lived in Romania for 2 years, and there are lots of homeless people there. And they sleep in benches, you know. Compared to here, it's like nothing when you take a look at Budapest.
So there are not too many homeless people in Budapest, mm-hmm. comparing to Romania?
Romania.
Uh-huh. And are they more aggressive when they approach you?
No.
They're just miserable.
Yeah, they're really miserable.
Right.
They're
Thank you very much.
And I used to live in London for 2 years last
Where?
Year. In London, mm-hmm. England, for 2 years last year. and there were quite a few homeless people there, but they seemed always like relatively happy. Like we used to talk to them actually a lot. My friends and I, we'd sit down and talk to them, and they usually had a lot to say. They were really interesting.
And what
I
about
think,
yeah? Sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the difference between the homeless people in London and in Budapest.
I think probably the homeless people in London were better off than. Homeless people here.
Were better off.
Yeah.
Had more money.
I don't know.
Looked better.
They just also the climate isn't as harsh there, so it never got as cold in the winter as it does here.
Mm-hmm. So your experience is that here in Budapest it's a little bit worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there are more of them too here.
More of them
I think.
Here.
Uh-huh. Here.
Interesting. Now, my physical students, do you help homeless people? What do you do when somebody approaches you and asks for money or food, Emisha?
Well, I usually give them money. Because I think they need it more than I do, and I think they some of them do something for a living, like you know, sell the they are selling newspapers like this Svedania School, and I think it's really good that they do something in order to get money and not just beg in the streets. So I usually give them.
Usually buy the newspaper.
Well,
or
I just give
the money
and
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right, Judy.
Well, I sometimes buy that newspaper, the Svedania School, because I think that when you buy this something that they produce, it's less humiliating for them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they can feel that, well, I've done something for it.
Right. David?
Yeah, I usually buy homeless magazines too, but I usually give food to them.
Right. You give food?
Yeah.
Like
anything,
what?
Anything
you bring yourself to a couple of... Jemelin and
yeah, well, if anything left, I give them sandwiches, chocolate.
Right. Now here's the very basic story, and I'm going to read out the story, or I'm going to tell the story, and I would like you to come up with the title. Even though I'm not a television evangelist, I'm not a televangelist. This is a very, very nice story, and you should know this story. One day, Jesus was talking to a crowd of people, and a man stood up and asked, "What do I have to do to go to heaven?" "Love your neighbor as much as you love yourself." "But who is my neighbor?" Jesus answered with this story. Once, a man was traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho. Along the way, he was attacked by a couple of robbers who took all of his clothes and money and beat him and left him on the road almost dead. A little while later, a priest came, looked at the dying man, but he didn't stop. He crossed to the other side of the street and quickly went by. A little later, another traveler came, but he also crossed to the other side of the street and quickly passed by. Not long after that, third traveler came. He felt sorry for the beaten man and bandaged his wounds and gave him something to drink. Jesus asked, "Who do you think the neighbor was to that poor beaten man?" The third traveler answered one man from the crowd. "That's right," said Jesus. "Now go and do the same thing yourself." Who knows the name of the story, the title of the story?
In the Hungarian title.
Speak up, I can't hear you.
The Hungarian title only.
You know the Hungarian title? Do you know the English title? Do you know the protagonist, the hero of the story? No, what is the...
Jósa, I was the one.
Say it again. You too?
Irgalmas.
Irgalmas Samaritanus, the good
Samaritan.
The good Samaritan. The good Samaritan. And I hope, yeah, nice pictures. The good Samaritan. And there are a couple of charity organizations all over the world that are called the Good Samaritan. And if you look at the projector, there's going to come up one, which is going to be in the report we're about to see. But there's, funny enough, there's another organization in Great Britain, which is called the Samaritans. Do you know what it is? It offers free telephone service to anybody who is sad, worried, very unhappy and confused. You can call them, and they are called the Samaritans. We have it in Hungarian too, in Hungary too. Lelki, Segédszolga, something like that. So we have it in Hungary too. Now, can you come up with a situation when you are indifferent, frightened, ashamed, or angry? Can you come up with a situation when you are indifferent? David, the speaker, please.
Perhaps if something happens to somebody that we hate, and we hear it, and for example, he had an accident, and we really hate that person, and you stay indifferent.
Indifferent when somebody is hit? When somebody's beaten up, indifferent. Can you come up with the Hungarian word for that? Indifferent.
Közömbös.
Good. Frightened. Alex, can you come up with a situation where you're frightened?
It's like when you're scared, like if you're gonna be attacked by a dog.
Oh, when you are attacked by a dog, you are frightened. You're doing like that. Good. How about ashamed? Katie, ashamed.
Maybe if you see someone on the street and you don't help them, you sort of feel ashamed.
Right. Okay. And angry?
Somebody hurts your friend, somebody you love.
Right. Now, I'm going to sing you another song, very, very, very short, quick song. And the question is, can you choose one adjective from the list? So, how does the man feel in the song? She calls out to the man in the street. Sir, can you help me? It's cold and I've nowhere to sleep. Is there somewhere you can tell me? He walks on, doesn't look back. He pretends he can hear her. Starts to whistle as he crosses the street. Seems embarrassed to be there. So this is the song. And what does the man feel like? So that's the question. And here you have four adjectives, right? Can you choose one of the adjectives?
Yes.
Can you come up with a good, I mean, is the man angry?
No.
No. Ashamed?
Yeah.
A little bit ashamed because we are taught to help people. This is the Good Samaritan story. So I believe that this is the best word for that. Yeah. Embarrassed. It's a mixture of shame and confusion, right? Okay, good. Now, let's get into our report. Watching homeless people is bad enough, but this is even worse when there are kids in the street and they are homeless. Right? And so this is even worse. That's really, really terrible. And the question is, what drives people, homeless people, kids to the street? What drives them to the street? Can you come up with a couple of ideas? Yes, Rudy, please.
Sometimes it's their parents who tells them to go out there and ask for money, or just wanting something, and the only way they can get it is if they go.
Yes, Katie?
I think they're bored as well. Like, they need something to do.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Now, there was a survey. A survey is a set of questions you ask a large number of people in order to find out about their opinion, about their behavior. And there was a survey in 1966 in Kenya. And I want you to come up with the findings, with the results of the survey, and you from the American International School, please come up with the reasons why there are so many kids in the streets, okay? Yeah, shall we have it? Right.
A survey carried out here in 1996 showed that there were at least 160,000 street children in Kenya alone, 60,000 of them in the capital, Nairobi. These figures are typical of the statistics in many of the continent's other countries. The streets, especially those of Africa's largest cities, are dotted with homeless children. A variety of reasons, ranging from abuse at home to economic hardship and AIDS, push children onto the streets.
Okay, so could you catch the figures?
Yeah, the result of
Speak up, please.
There were 116,000 children.
In Kenya and in Nairobi, in the capital, 60,000 alone in the capital. Right, and what drives them to the streets, Alex, according to this?
It ranges from abuse to economic difficulties and AIDS.
Economic hardships and abuse. And you need this word at the back, abuse. Violent treatment, sometimes even sexually, if I know well, right? So that's really terrible. Okay, so let's have the next bit, but before listening to it, we are going to meet Jali. And Jali is a 16-year-old street kid and who lives rough in the streets all the time. But there are good sides and bad sides of rubbish dumps. You can find lots of things in rubbish dumps. Would you just listen to it? What are the good and the bad sides of living rough in Nairobi?
Sixteen-year-old Jale has known life on the streets and understands all too well the kind of comfort that a rubbish dump or dark alleyway can offer.
When you get to the street, you feel like you are in second home. So when you get everything there. But what problem get there is some people are there, the big ones, they're trying to bullying us. So they're trying to do for us, they're trying to abuse us. So things like that, that's the problem that we get there. But at the food, drugs, you can get there. Because when you're at the street, no one can tell you stop using drugs.
So, the good sides and bad sides. Emesha?
Well, he said that they get everything.
Like what?
Well, maybe foods or right, I guess. And the bad side was that he said they are abused.
Yeah. Abused, and could you get one word? Yes. Bigger kids usually bully them. So can you come up with the definition, Alex?
It's when someone who's more powerful kind of harasses someone who's less powerful.
Right. Threaten to hurt someone who's weaker than you. Bully. Right? Okay. Jali was a glue-sniffing kid. Glue-sniffing kid. And something helped him, but before this glue-sniffing kid has a message to us. What is his message? Could we have that now?
Now Jale's life is moving to a new drumbeat. From being a down-and-out glue-sniffing kid on Nairobi streets, he's cleaned up his act and gone back to school. He realizes that he's among the luckier of Kenya's street children, those who are able to get off the streets and go back to a normal life.
I'd like to tell even the other children, street children, that they are far from Kenya. They stop using drugs and they look for any shelters that they can stay there and they can prepare for themselves. And when you move out from the street, you'll be change your life and you'll start your new life.
So if you got the message, would you put up your hand if you got the message? Yes, Rudy?
Well, his message is that to all the street kids to stop doing drugs and go and find a shelter where they can get help and get a second chance.
Right. Why is it very touching? I mean, how old is he?
16.
16. And he says you can change your life. I mean, he hasn't already started his life. So that's really, I mean, that's what something really hurt me. And I found it very, very touching. Right. Now, luckily, he could clean up his act. Something helped him to clean up his act, to behave normally. He behaved in a terrible way, glue-sniffing kid he was, but now he started a new life. Hungarian word for this? Absolutely wonderful. Jó útra tért. Okay. What helped him? And you're going to sum it up in Hungarian and you in English. Okay. Can we have it?
Jale's new start came through an art exhibition called The Other Side of the Street. 55 organizations which work with street children held the event in Kenya recently. A wide array of crafts and artwork, mostly made by street children themselves, were on display at the fair.
Okay, so you in English, could you sum it up, what helped Jale? Alex?
He went to an arts and crafts center, but set up by the Good Samaritan, and where they put all the street kids' art on display.
Right, and now he's back on track. Do you ever think about ways of helping these kids, and not just kids, but homeless people, besides giving them money? So if you were the Prime Minister, what would you do, Judy?
Well, sometimes I feel that I'm not fair, because how do you choose who to give money to? I think we should, or the state or the government should work out some program which helps everybody, but
if it's the government, but if it's the government, then it's not your responsibility, see? But I know two people here who usually help, and I would like, Katie, you have something underneath the chair,
yeah.
And you, Rudy, would you come here, because there's a program going on in the American International School of Budapest. Would you sit over there? Right. And my question is, what is the whole project about?
Well, it's about helping kids in Romania. We're focusing in Romania right now, Casa Speranza and
Arzavica. Two orphanages, right. One's for children who have mental or physical handicaps, and the other one is for children with AIDS. So, and we try to raise money, and we do that by doing bake sales, for example.
Right. Do you understand it at the back, or you want somebody to translate a little bit, to sum it up?
Almost everything.
Almost everything. David, could you sum it up in two sentences, what's going on?
Kidolgoztak egy tervet, és leginkább Romániára összpontosítanak. Meg volt itt a két városhoz, nem tudom fejből. És az a lényeg, hogy vagy nyomorékokon, vagy pedig éjszes betegekkel segítenek.
And little kids, yeah, little kids.
Igen, kisgyerekekkel.
Yes.
Úgyhogy sütnek.
Right, and what happens in the afternoons, on Fridays?
Well, on Fridays in the morning, we have 54 Friday, and we go round to the homerooms, which is classes together, and we ask for 54ths from each person, which may not seem a lot, but once you get 54ths from everybody, it's quite a lot of money. And then we also try to bake things, we try to bake cookies.
Oh, well, what have you got here?
I brought muffins.
Muffins?
Yes.
And you sell the muffins? Could you just show one? Uh-huh. Don't like to smell it. And it's fantastic. And what's going to happen with all the money you have? Well, so are you planning to travel to Romania?
Yeah, we are.
Right. But it's always for a specific purpose.
Like, so?
We use it to train nurses to help at the orphanages, or we buy food and we buy products for the orphanage. So we don't just give it to the orphanage. There's always a specific person, or like purpose for the money.
Thank you very much. Come back, and you can eat the muffin, I believe. And we've got a couple of words, and I think at the back, I hope you've got all the words right. Felmérés. Marty, you're busy eating. So what is felmérés?
Survey.
Everybody please, survey. Everybody, survey.
Survey.
Right? And here we go. And the next one is? Durva bánásmód.
Abuse.
Good. The next one, szemétdomb.
Rubbish.
Right. Erőszakoskodik a kisebbek. In Hungarian it's pretty long, but in English?
Bully.
It's very, very short. And we have szipuzó.
Glue sniffing.
Have you ever seen a glue sniffing guy in the streets of Budapest? In Budapest too?
No.
In Brazil, somewhere other places. Jó útra tért.
Clean up one's act.
Next time, but you're going to say it in Hungarian, it's going to be about online shopping and shopping malls. Online shopping versus shopping malls.
az első férjem is azt mondta, ha nem lennének a tejáid, már rég kinyippantam volna.
Ezek voltak az utolsó szavaim.
Nincs kockázat.
A Palacsek patikát továbbra is maga vezetheti.
Szóval sem tudok jutni.
Az unokaöcsém. Maga szerint teljesen alkalmatlan.
A múltkor is a receptúrák között kottalapokat találtam.
Nincs mellékhatás.
Bárány hímlös vagyok.
Miről tetszik gondolni?
Már 3 napja viszkedtek.
Hol kezdi csókolom?
Megmutassam?
Nem mutasd meg!
Patika. Szombaton délután az M2-n. A listavezető slágerek megjelenését sok esetben évek munkája előzi meg. Akár csak egy-egy világkörüli turnét. Hogyan és kik segítik a popszakma ikonjait álmaik megvalósításában? Erről vallanak a The Rasmus együttes tagjai a Popszigetben. Szombaton este az M2-n.
Ó, hogyha a humor olimpiai versenyszám lett volna.
Mi az? 30 kilós és legyen. Januártól te.
Gondolj apádra! Szombaton 19 óra 55 perckor az M2-n.